In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, Tolos, Diesel and I, we talk a lot on this show. In fact, 4 hours a day, 20 hours a week, and then some. And you're probably at times wanting to get your voice in, make your voice heard. And we have a segment for you to do so. It is the Tolo Takeover. You are the Tolos. It's your opportunity to take over these airwaves with whatever it is that you want to talk about, sports-related, not sports-related. You're happy, you're sad, you're ticked off, you're upset with somebody, you need a vent on the air, you can do so. The phone lines are open, 844-326-3663. The same number you text, call that number. We're looking for a big, big Tolo takeover as Diesel. It's one of, when the Tolos participate, it's one of the best segments ever, but it can't be unless they participate.
You know who we haven't heard from in a while?
Who's
we
that?
Haven't heard from Tom in Somerville. Where is Tom?
God.
It's been a couple. Like, you know, we would normally
it's
get
been a while.
We normally get two calls a week from Tom. Like, he would call in on Overreaction Monday. He would call in on the Tolo Takeover on Thursdays.
No, you're right. I didn't think about that. It is. It's been a minute.
Earth to Tom.
Has Somerville lost their ability to listen on the Odyssey app?
I guess.
That's interesting.
They're in a nexus. The internet doesn't work down there.
We do. We need to hear from old Tom again. So, Tolos, want to hear from you. It can be sports-related, something we've talked about on the show today, something we have coming up. It can be a game this weekend, whatever you want it to be at 844-326-3663. Phone lines are wide open. We go to J-Tez. First, who J-Tez and Diesel trying to figure out this upset picks challenge one step at a time.
Man, I'm going to have to eat my hat. I just berated J-Tez on the show, and then he calls in. What's up, man? Oh, hang on, J-Tez. We got to
try that again. Go ahead, J-Tez.
Okay. I've actually called in right as soon as I heard your rant. So, man, I'm sorry. I sent you a text back and said when I got your message last night, I was in the middle of making dinner with my wife, and she was in my ear, asked me what I was doing, and I said, it's a sports show.
Who are you texting?
I half read your text that included your email, and I had already sent all the screenshots, and I was like, if I ever text them tomorrow, which I did, just start me over. I didn't mean for it to be this big of a problem.
I can confirm to you, J-Tez, our text line does not receive pictures. So if you send pictures, we can't see them. We literally cannot see them.
Yeah,
And that's probably a good thing because Madcraft would be blowing us up with a lot of things we don't want to see.
Well, okay, on another point, I did send you that three-game parlay. I wanted to see what y'all thought about that.
Let me look at it one more time. I like parlays. I like teasers better than parlays, but I do like parlays, especially with Prize Picks. But let's see here.
God, what a professional right there.
Yeah, right?
Throwing in a tag for a
You've got Georgia minus 3.5. Georgia plays who, Jatez?
Oh, God, I can't remember.
Well, you got it. You have it on your parlay. You have Georgia.
I was just looking at my online.
Hold on a minute. They're playing Auburn. Okay, I will tell you this. It's at Auburn. Yes, I do like Georgia, especially after a loss in 3.5. So I like that. Texas cool. minus 1. Texas is playing, oh, my gosh,
at
Oklahoma?
At home without Matt Mateer.
No. It's not at home. It's in Dallas. It's the it's the Red River.
Well, okay. Well, know. That's still basically a home game.
Yeah. You're going. You said Texas minus 1.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the problem.
That is like a home dog.
I know. I'm with you there. The only thing is, you go look back in the history of that rivalry game. Oklahoma has always somehow, some way, been able to get Texas, and then you've got Tennessee minus 12.5. That's a lot of points. You're taking three favorites there. Tennessee plays Arkansas.
Yeah.
I don't hate
it. They just lost their head coach.
Yeah, they did. I don't hate it, Jatez, but if it does not hit, don't blame me.
Well, I don't lay the house on it, you know.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good decision.
For entertainment only.
Right. That's right. Thanks for the call, man.
Thanks, Jatez.
All right, man. See
you. Appreciate you. And to your point, you said Oklahoma always finds a way to get Texas. Texas has won 2 out of the last 3, but you go back over the last 10 or so, and you're right. Oklahoma is getting them. Oklahoma tends to win small. Texas tends to win big.
It's a weird rivalry game. It is so weird because it's split. It's in Dallas, the Cotton Bowl, one of the oldest stadiums in college football. I got the opportunity to go a couple years ago, Diesel, and that game's phenomenal.
7 out of the last 10 have been Oklahoma wins.
So I'm saying they've dominated. And Oklahoma hadn't been good.
Right.
7 out of the last 10 years. So,
well, it just shows Texas isn't back.
They're not back. Dell wants to get in next on the Tolo Takeover. Tolos, we've got a few spots open on the phone lines. Hit us up, 844-326-3663. Want to hear from you on the Tolo Takeover. Whatever it is you want to talk about, rant about, sing about. Matt Crafts has sung before on the show, believe it or not. Dell, you're up next in the Tolo Takeover. What's up, man?
Cole, what are you doing Sunday at 1 p.m.?
I'll be in Charlotte, baby.
So will I, baby. Let's go.
Let's go. You're going to the game, man.
You guys going to hang out and touch tips or something?
Is that what Dallas fans do?
We're going to Second Dallas, buddy. Go to Second Dallas.
Is it Second Dallas everywhere Dallas plays on the road?
It is. It really is.
Yeah, for the most part, but it shows here.
Dale, where are you sitting, Dale?
Lower mid bowl.
Oh, big money. Big money. Let me tell you.
Gifted money, homie.
Gifted money. That's good. I will be, hit me up before the game, really. I don't know where. I'll be covering the game as media, so I'll be in the press box, but I'm not rich enough like you are to pay for a ticket, so good. I'll be upstairs somewhere. Hit me
First
up.
First of all, if you think I'm rich enough to afford tickets, you're out of mind.
What are your thoughts? I mean, what's your gut telling you?
If it's Carolina, we're going to blow them out the water.
I don't know about that. Dale, I don't know about that.
I do. I'm telling you.
Our defense is horrible, Dale.
You're right. Our defense is horrible. But you know what? Our offense is a lot better than their offense.
You're right.
And the last time I checked, Bryce Young still cannot see over the offensive line.
Well, that's true.
I don't give them any credit for beating Miami because Tua has scrambled eggs for a head.
Yeah, I know, but here's the deal, though. They ran the ball really well last week. 200-and-something yards, right?
Yes, I want to say we were supposed to have gotten a quote-unquote run stopper, and Rico Dowdle ain't doing 206 on us. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Wow.
That was the reason we got rid of him.
Okay.
Good call, Dale.
Thanks, Dale. Hey, hit me up Sunday.
I'll catch you.
See you, man.
Cole, this is why I'm glad we don't get pictures on our text line because you got the same text, mm-hmm. you got the same picture.
Yeah.
God, I really regret giving Madcraft my phone number because he just sent us both a photo, an AI photo of Doug Heffernan from, what was the name of that show? Doug and Carrie, King of Queens.
Yeah.
With some very large breasticles.
What is Matt Kraft doing right now? Day drinking?
Think about this. That took computing power to make. My wife is a she works for a company in Seneca called Goldie. She went down to Somerville. Maybe that's why Tom's missing. She went down to Somerville a couple weeks ago, toured the big Google facility down there, and the amount of water that they use to cool off the towers in that server center. And that's where that energy goes.
Are you implying that your wife killed Tom?
Could be.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's rough. I really did.
She
enjoy.
Did come back with some red on her tires, and haven't gotten the explanation
why. Miss Tom. Let's go back to the phone lines as the Tolo takeover continues. 844-326-3663. It's your opportunity, Tolos, to get in on the conversation. All of you out there who are texting in upset picks, how about let's hear from you on the phone line? Don't be a stranger. Speaking of strange-er,
strange.
Dewey.
Yeah, you just stop there. Just strange. Stop.
Take the R off. Hey, Dewey, what's up, man?
Oh, I'm not strange. I'm just different.
That's right. You're right.
Is that what your mama told you?
Oh, yeah, and then she dropped me. It was terrible.
What's up, man?
Anyways, I'm getting my upset pick in, and I thought about it, and I've been mulling over it and drinking about it, and I'm gonna give the Gamecocks one more chance to redeem themselves. I'm going to pick South Carolina over LSU.
Okay. All right. Confident in that, Dewey?
Well, not really, but I'm going to blame Rob Brown for this if it's wrong, because Rob Brown said they're winnable. It's a winnable game. And kind of agree, because LSU's been garbage. They're overrated, and they let Ole Miss beat them bad last week. But, yeah, so I'm going to give South Carolina one more chance.
Okay. All right.
And if they fail, then they just fail.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Dewey. Thanks for the call, man.
Thanks, Dewey. Good to hear from you.
One Gamecocks is Dewey.
Logan Simpson is texting in on the wrong text line.
Oh, we have a redneck on the screen for
Yeah, that's Dewey.
That looks nothing like Dewey.
How do you know?
I envision Dewey as, I'm not going to say that.
If you're not watching the stream, I did have AI make a photo of what I thought Dewey looked like, and I put Dewey
with
a whole bunch of cans of beer. I'll
that
put it
looks
back
like
on the
a big redneck that just got, you know, off work, working on his car. That bunch, guy yeah. kind of.
Bunch of beer cans.
That guy looks too intelligent for Dewey.
There's a third-gen Camaro back there sitting up on cinder blocks. I feel like that's what Dewey's house looks like.
No, I think Dewey, I don't know if Dewey looks that, but I don't know.
Buckeye Mike says, damn it, can I change my pick? I went with Dewey last week. Nope. Too late, Buckeye Mike. You can't go change
it. And how bad is this, man? You mentioned it. Logan Simpson on the YouTube stream has been texting the wrong number all season long.
Look, it's on the screen.
Literally
Logan.
On the screen, right
it's
here.
It's on
look,
the
right
screen.
Right here. Look, right here. 844-FANFONE. And it's been that number for over a year.
Yeah, it's been there for a while.
What's worse? God. What is worse? Sucking at the upset picks challenge, or the entire season thus far having sent in your upset pick to the wrong number?
Imagine thinking that a girl that you just had a great date with was not texting you back because you've been texting the wrong number the whole Oof. Time.
That's rough, Logan. We're gonna continue to roast you for that. Sorry, but you are now on the chopping block. That's funny. Not for you, but 844-32. And how many times a day? That's why I question, Logan, your Tolo. I mean, you know how many times a day I say 844-326-3663?
We say it every segment.
So many times. So many
he
times.
He just says,
so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tolo's, the Tolo takeover continues, 844-326-3663. While that continues, we also want to get your upset pick in at 844-FAN-PHONE, not that old 7 number.
And that's fan and phone, both with an F.
Yeah, if it was spelled the other way, it'd be fan, And so you'd be the fan would be normal. Then it'd be PH. You don't have there'd be too many numbers, yeah. Right? It'd be all messed up. So I guess we need to clarify. 844-326-3663.
He says, I wonder why nobody was talking back to me.
Well, there you go. There you go. It helps to have the right number. That is so funny. That's bad, but it's also funny. So continue to get your upset pick in. So where do we stand now? Here's what I think we should do. This is a good idea. Because Logan Simpson has brought this up. His picks are invalid, right? He's been texting the wrong number. Does he get any credit whatsoever?
No.
Zero?
No.
What about a third of a point?
No.
What about a fourth of a point? A fourth of a point.
Dewey, why don't you decide? Dewey, should his picks count to this point? He's on stream. He's watching.
I feel bad, but I don't feel bad.
Come on,
no,
man.
Tolos, what are you saying?
There should be consequences.
Yeah, text the wrong number, 844-326-3663. Now, let me ask you this question. What if, and I'm going to give Logan an excuse here, Diesel, what if sometimes, you know how if you have a contact name in your phone and you have two numbers, what if you had both and
now
thought
you're just, now you're reaching.
I am reaching. I'm trying you're to reaching. Help Logan out.
Buckeye Mike texts in at 844-FAN-PHONE, says, it would be the same for me. Zero for the season either way. Right number, wrong number, it doesn't matter.
Oh, that's a good question. Logan, let us know. Logan, have any of yours actually hit? If they have, that's fine.
Sherb says, hell no, attention to detail.
Yeah, I know. I was just trying to help him out. I don't think he should get points either, but I was trying to help the guy out. I like Logan. I'm sorry, Logan. I tried to help you out there, but hey, the good news is there's still enough weeks to come back and win this thing.
You got it now.
Maybe.
You figured it out now. That's what matters.
Eric Hines says, sucks to suck. No, should not get at any points. Eric, speaking of sucking, man, what are you going to do tonight when the Giants take down your Philadelphia Eagles and make it two losses in a row? What are you going to do then, Eric Hines? Speaking of sucking to suck.
Eric Hines, where is your – yeah, I know. Where is your pick? You don't have your pick in yet.
Oh, better get it in. Let's go to the phone lines. Madcraft wants in next on the Tolo Takeover. What's up, Matt?
All right, first off, how about that picture, eh, fellas?
What are we looking at?
It's a great picture. But anyways, I also want to know, Logan don't get none of them points. And you let Logan know, I got his number, too. He'll get that picture if he ain't careful.
Oh,
he needs to be careful asking for favors like that. No, Logan, you do not get those points.
I was just trying to help a brother out, Madcraft, is all.
Well, you know what? Help me out. Listen, help a brother out. You were trying to help him out, but you doxed me.
What does that mean? How did I dox you?
You said nobody else knew that I was silly goose.
Everybody knew that you were silly goose.
Oh, I let the cat out of the bag.
We've said it on the air like three times before.
Oh,
silly goose.
No.
My bad. Forget what you heard. Madcraft is not silly goose on the upset picks challenge.
Yeah, see, I would have known if y'all would have said it already, because that was one of my points about Logan. Logan, how are you still on that number? If you listen to the show, you would know.
That's what I'm saying.
If you Tolo, you should know.
So,
if you were a Tolo.
Is Logan, are we now calling Logan's Tolo-ism? His faithfulness of being a Tolo in the question?
It's questionable. Mm. It's questionable now. I'll tell you what, I'll give him an interview later tonight. I'll shoot him a message and see what's up.
Yeah, interrogate.
You're going to send him that picture.
He may be going through some things. You know, I'll give him a benefit of the doubt.
Is that sort of thing you're into, by the way, silly goose? Large men with large breasts? Is that what you're into?
You got that wrong, by the way. They're chesticles.
Jesus. Whatever.
Anyways, what's your question?
No, I called for this point.
Okay.
Over, under, how many injuries do you think you see on MetLife Turf Field tonight?
Oh, God.
What number
would it take to get you to stop talking about this, Matt?
We're really going back
just humor me.
All right, let's do it. We'll play this game. So it's the Eagles. Is it at MetLife tonight? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so Eagles at Giants. So let's get the backstory for those listening that may not know. Madcraft claims that the Chargers are hurt and banged up because they played at MetLife, right? Do I have that right?
Yeah, my claim is that MetLife turf.
He said, yeah.
MetLife turf eats ankles. That's my claim.
All right, so over-under, if we're going to play the game tonight, are we talking one team, both teams, what?
Both teams for the entire game, over-under 5 injuries total.
And that means, like, players falling down and the game being stopped?
No, injuries as in, like, players are, like, ruled out of the game. They don't have to be, like, season-ending injuries, but players are
under,
ruled out
from
of
the
game.
Under five for sure. There will not be 5 injuries tonight just because they're playing at MetLife.
Okay.
Wouldn't you think?
Would you like to know what?
Wouldn't
you
think,
Matt
Kraft, that the Eagles players who play on that turf all the time, wouldn't you think that, number one, they wouldn't have anybody left on their roster, and number two, wouldn't you think that they are accustomed to it, so they don't get injured as much?
Do you know how many injuries are sustained at MetLife on average per game?
How many?
Are you talking about on the field?
I think.
Or in the stands, because that could be a high number.
No, on the field. If the people in the stands, there might actually be, like, murders occurring in the stands
fights,
that we
least.
Don't know about. Yeah. No, I believe it's somewhere just under 6. It's about 5.89.
Yeah, I'm going under tonight. You can't get injured doing the tush push. So I'm going under.
You can cheat. We found that out, apparently.
That's terrible.
Well, I'm not saying they are. I'm just saying that was you saw that, right?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, we saw it.
You can't overdose on marijuana. You can't get injured on the tush push.
Thanks, Madcraft.
Let's see. John Dog says, "Stop, Madcraft. Stop. Useless information." He says.
Madcraft's hung up. Madcraft, let me tell you about Madcraft before we run to a break. Who texted John Dog?
Yeah.
Madcraft will get hung up on anything, and I mean Diesel. If there's a hangnail. If there's something any it can be this minute, dadgummit, Madcraft is gonna get hung up on it.
Dewey
we know
says
that.
Madcraft's looking at dirty internet sites.
Ooh. Dewey,
when we come back, Cole, let's jump into our conversation about the South Carolina Gamecocks and the LSU Tigers this weekend. We'll go to the source and talk to Jordan Kay of the state newspaper next.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Continue to get your upset picks in, Tolos, at 844-326-3663. You have until 7 p.m. tonight, and then it'll open again tomorrow at 3 o'clock during show hours is when the upset picks are valid. Diesel, a big night tomorrow night, as I don't know if you can believe this. We are already in week 7 of high school football. Just like that, man, there's only, 10 games high school football season is a flying bye. Week 7 tomorrow. We'll do my picks tomorrow on the show, as we always do, but I want to touch on a few of the biggest games in the Upstate tonight. Hillcrest, J.O. Man, I think is a big one. But, man, you look at the two in Region 2 5A, Diesel. Gaffney Burns, Dorman Spartanburg. Region 2 5A. Burns is on the road tomorrow night at Gaffney. Dorman is on the road at Spartanburg. And Spartanburg, I believe, without looking off the top of my head, has won 4 in a row over Dorman. But, man, this one's going to be a lot of fun. These two in particular, we'll get to a few others that are my biggest games, but these two I'm going to start with. I'm going to highlight by saying these two are the marquee games tomorrow, not just in the Upstate, Diesel, but across the state, Burns at Gaffney and Dorman at Spartanburg.
Well, I'm going to pull a Dewey here and say whoever put the schedule together by putting both of these games on the same Friday night should be fired.
Can't go to both.
You can't go to both. I don't know how many people in Spartanburg County just love high school football so much that they go to games even if their high school alma mater or their current town that they're living in or the town that they grew up in is not in the game. But both of these games are amazing football games, and they would both be worth going to if you're just a fan of high school football.
One interesting note, Dorman-Spartanburg, Diesel, and for those out there listening, Dorman has Spartanburg has won 4 in a row. But you look at the rivalry that dates back to the late 50s or the early 60s. Dorman has a lot of ground to make up. Spartanburg has owned this rivalry between Dorman and Spartanburg, in which they call the city rivalry, by about 25 games or so. That's how many games Spartanburg has up on Dorman. And as of late, it's been Spartanburg, but I think tomorrow night should be a really good game. You know how we talk about in college football and pros, Diesel, when it's a rivalry game, you can throw all those records and stuff out the window. Spartanburg, Dorman's always good. And then Burns Gaffney, before we get to some other big games tomorrow, that game you'll be able to hear right here on the Fan Upstate. Burns 4-2, Gaffney 4-2. A cool little nugget, the first time ever that both of these teams will enter Friday's matchup with a record of 4-2. They've never been 4-2 playing each other before. Gaffney leads that series by 2 games, and anytime Burns and Gaffney get together, for example, Diesel, I'll throw a wild one at you. You ready for this? Anytime they get together, you don't know what to expect. I'll tell you why. Last year, Diesel, Burns Gaffney. You ready for this? In 2024, Gaffney had 400-plus yards in that game. You know how many Burns had a season ago in that game against Gaffney? 40-something.
Oh.
Listen to this, though.
Total domination.
But here's what I'm saying. Games are wacky. Last year, Gaffney outgained Burns, Diesel, by almost 400 yards. Final score, double overtime, 15-9.
How does that happen?
15-9 last year.
I'm going to guess that Gaffney was really good at moving the ball in between Ooh. The 20s. And then they turned it over about 30 times.
I'm telling you, man, that is one of the wildest games. Burns was historically bad offensively last year, really, really bad. But somehow, some way, managed to keep that game. Again, you'll be able to hear that game right here on the Fan Upstate.
So how is it that Reggie Shaw was able to turn this offense around from last year to this year? Is it just influx of new talent? Is it new OC?
Well,
how did that happen?
Trey Segura, the stud running back, was hurt for the majority of the season last year, Diesel. And Trey's not like the entire offense by any means. I didn't like the consistency from Zy Landrum last season either. But Trey Segura being back, that guy's playing at an elite level. And if Burns wants to win tomorrow night, Trey Segura is going to have to be a big, big part of it. Clinton Chesney tomorrow. Huge game tomorrow between the Red Devils and the Eagles. If we always talk about it, Diesel, if you weren't at this game, what game would you like to be at? Tomorrow night, I think Chesney, coming off of a bye 2 weeks ago, a win over Blacksburg. Clinton, we all know, state champions from a season ago. I would say look out, Chesney-Clinton on Friday might be a sneaky, really good game. And I think Clinton wins, but don't be surprised if you see Chesney pull the upset. I think that will be a lot of fun as well.
I know Tolo JD is going to be interested in that game. Yep. Wherever he is, he's another one of those MIA Tolos.
Him and Tom both. Tom, where have they been?
I messaged Tom on Twitter a while ago. He's normally pretty, yeah. Pretty on it. When you send him a message, he sees it pretty quickly.
Any response?
Hadn't looked at it yet, but it's only been, it's only been about 40 minutes.
Tom, what's going on, man? I'll throw a couple more out there real quick. Tomorrow night, really interested. Christchurch, Powdersville, Quinn Hatfield does an outstanding job. Our player of the week, who we talked to, yesterday? Michael Martin of Christchurch. Those guys have a huge task going on the road at Powdersville.
So given the talent that is out there in the upstate, and given who they're going to be facing tomorrow night, who do you think has that opportunity? Maybe they're playing a slightly lesser than defense who has an opportunity to really kind of rack up some big-time numbers.
Well, there could be a few blowouts tomorrow. I think I hate to say this, but Mountain View Prep might rack up some numbers tomorrow. Diesel, we talked to Gray Ramsey a good bit. They're playing Chapman, right? Chapman's 0-6. Chapman hadn't won a game.
Kev, close your ears.
Yeah, that's right. And we hadn't heard from Kev in a while either.
That's Inmanite Kev, right?
I don't know.
The same Inmanite Kev that sends his
I do not know.
Text in, sends his upset picks
I don't
in?
Know. But I will say, MVP will score a lot tomorrow, Diesel. They're the better team. Gray Ramsey, the head coach and MVP, he used to be at Chapman. I'm not saying he's going to do it. He might be a little bit, run the score up a little bit, if you know what I mean. But that one might be one to answer your question. One more that I think is going to be a fantastic game tomorrow. Two more. Riverside, Eastside, I think will be good. And then the last one for you, Greer making the trip to Blue Ridge. Gavin, the quarterback of Blue Ridge, was our player of the week, and we had him on a few weeks ago. Fantastic quarterback. Blue Ridge can score some points. Greer, starting to play a lot better football as well. So those are probably the biggest games, in my opinion, tomorrow for those out there that might be going to a high school football game.
And, of course, they can hear you on the call of Burns Gaffney right here on the Fan Upstate.
Let's go. 7 o'clock tomorrow night is the Burns Rebels pregame. And I'll be live at Gaffney tomorrow for the show.
So I know you'll be at Gaffney during our show, but if you are not going to be in the press box talking on this radio station, where's your favorite pregame meal in Gaffney?
Oh, in Gaffney? I got to go see my guy, Tony Lipscomb, at Harold's. It's a staple. It was on Food Network. It's been there for 60 years downtown. Wow. You got to shout out Tony Lipscomb. Are you kidding me?
When we come back, Cole, we did our Daily Wires a little earlier in the segment, but there's a few proposed changes to college football that one head coach is trying to throw out there, and some other interesting tidbits going around college football. We'll get to that next. And let's sort of dive into this UNC Bill Belichick fiasco. Oh. Back and forth. Is he leaving? Is he not? And what does that mean for the reputation of North Carolina next?
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.